The state party's phones were jammed. Users on the website 4chan had publicly posted the election hotline number and encouraged one another to clog the lines. The party's volunteer phone operators also had to deflect calls from television news reporters in search of caucus results that were hours overdue. One floor below, representatives from the 7 presidential campaigns competing in Iowa waited in a room with no windows, no food, no water, and no information. They took turns trying to call state party officials in search of information. On a conference call with the campaigns later that night, Mr. Price struggled to explain the information blackout. He said the problem stemmed from party officials having to collect 3 sets of data from all precincts for the first time. You always had to calculate these numbers. All we're asking is that you report them for the first time. Jeff Weaver, Mr. Sanders' closest advisor, said he told Mr. Price on the call. If you haven't been calculating these numbers all along, it's been a fraud for 100 years. Mr. Price ended the call. As engineers scrambled to repair the app, panicked Iowa party leaders were making a choice. It was time, they decided, to abandon digital methods and rely on the old ways, gathering data over the phone and doing the math by hand, a decision that would open a whole new can of worms. Each precinct leader had 36 separate figures to report, along with 2 separate 6-digit verification numbers, and there were more than 1,700 precincts, including the satellites. In the chaos, caucus results collected by phone operators were riddled with errors. Dozens of the volunteers returned over the next 3 days to cross-check them and input results from caucus worksheets that came in by email or through the app. One was delivered days later by the Postal Service. In the Times review of the data, at least 10% of precincts appear to have improperly allocated their delegates based on reported vote totals. In some cases, precincts awarded more delegates than they had to give. In others, they awarded fewer. More than 2 dozen precincts appeared to give delegates to candidates who did not qualify as viable under the caucus rules. Given the slim lead Mr. Buttigieg now holds over Mr. Sanders in state delegate equivalents, a full accounting of these inconsistencies could alter the outcome. But without access to the precinct worksheets, it is difficult to determine whom the errors hurt or favored. As caucus night gave way to a week of finger-pointing, some local Democratic volunteers expressed anger at what they saw as efforts by national party officials to blame Iowa for the mess. "The DNC's kind of hanging us out to dry," said Steve Drehosel, the Democratic chairman in Dubuque County. Instead of saying good job to the local volunteers, they're disrespecting a lot of grassroots organizing that was done. There are criticisms they can make, but this was an extremely smooth, well-organized caucus. We just couldn't get the data reported.